Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. I am not a fan of surprises. That's why I like the preventative maintenance from my guys at Care. They make sure your heater or AC is running at tip-top shape so you don't have any surprises. Maybe you're saying, I like surprises. What's the big deal? Weren't expecting that, were you? Surprise, that sucked, right? Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. My throat hurts.
We did the math. Common Man has hosted over 5,000 shows on the fan. Three of them have been halfway decent. Here's Man and Bone.
Common Man and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. Zach Taylor says he doesn't know if Joe Burrow will play this weekend. So,
well, I actually have some insight on that.
Oh, you do?
I can tell you for a fact he will not play Sunday because their game's Monday.
Well, you know what I mean. Don't be an ass.
He also does not know if they're playing Monday for what it's worth. He does not know if he'll be available for Monday, just to be clear. But yes, you're right.
Also, timing doesn't matter in college sports. And I've talked to you about this. It's like, we need night games. We need 7:30. We need 8 o'clock. Like, mm-hmm. We don't need anything. All right? You got an intriguing matchup and an intriguing story. Those numbers will be there at noon. Those numbers will be there at 3:30. It doesn't matter. Like Buckeyes and Notre Dame this weekend. What do you think the number would be if this game was at noon?
Oh, it'd still be huge. I'm telling you, monster.
Not that much different than this game being at 7:30. Now, it's unique because you've got the Buckeyes and South Bend on NBC and all that'll draw a big number. But if these two teams are playing Fox noon, you'd still have a huge number. Case in point, Colorado State. This game was a 10 o'clock Eastern time kick against an unranked team that no one can even name one player from in Colorado State.
Right.
And probably the only players they can name from Colorado is Deion Sanders and his kid.
Right. And then maybe Travis Hunter because he's like two-way star.
Okay.
But yeah, you're fine. Right. I mean, it's very few players on both sides that you could name because of the fact that, yeah, these are not, Colorado's not been a great program. This year, they're trying to build back with Deion. Colorado State is not anything outside of if you live in Colorado or you're a Colorado alum, you might care about.
It's not even a thing in the state of Colorado State.
Right,
maybe. The Colorado Buffaloes are barely a thing. We look at the fan base numbers where Ohio State leads the world in fans across the world. Colorado is not in the top 25.
Yeah, I know. And I know talking with people who have lived in Boulder, who have lived out there in Colorado, like up and it was not a huge thing recently up until this year in Boulder Buffalo's games.
So like, here's my point.
Yeah, Colorado State, probably not that big of a deal either.
10 p.m. kick, ESPN, Colorado State, 9.3 million viewers on ESPN.
I don't know if people understand what that number means. That is the type of number you typically see. Like, if you said that was the Notre Dame Ohio State number this weekend, that would not shock me at all that that's the number. Colorado State got that number?
That number was bigger than Alabama and Texas throughout the entire regular season last year on regular season games. National championship, none of that. That would have been a top 10 game. That would have come in at number 9 ratings wise. And we're talking about a 10 p.m. kick.
10 p.m. kick, and only one of those teams is ranked, and that one team just got ranked after everyone spent the whole offseason going, I don't think this is going to work, you guys. And now they're ranked, what, top 15 or whatever they are?
It may not work. Who the hell knows? But they're an intriguing story, and that's why people are tuning in to see them. The last time Colorado and Colorado State played was 2019. What was the total television audience for that game? Do you know it?
If it was not even half of that, I would guess.
All right, so I just told you 9.3 million.
Yeah, so I'm going to say way less, like 3 million.
1.28 million. Huh. Back in 2019, the last time these two teams played.
And that game, I mean, also just for, I'm sure most people know this with the TV numbers, anything after like 10 p.m. Eastern, go ahead and forget about getting close to double digit millions of people watching for anything. other than a Super Bowl, you're not get or a World Series or an NBA championship game. NBA championship game would struggle. Like a game three or game four out on the West Coast starting at 10 would struggle to get 10 million people watching. I'm telling you, like, this is the numbers that you're seeing for Colorado football is incredible.
And well, it wasn't even the number one crew. They had game day there, but then they put Herbie on a jet and sent him to Gainesville.
Right.
You had the number two crew working that game.
Here's the thing. Don't mistake this as me saying Colorado forced to be reckoned with on the field in college football this year. They are much better than I think a lot of people expected. Not on this show. I was curious to see what Deion could do. I did think there's a chance this could work. After all, it's the game everyone's playing. Get a bunch of transfers and hope they can improve your roster. Not anybody has done it to the level Deion did this year, but he didn't make the rules. College football did. College football set these rules up, and Deion said, all right, that's the rules. I'm playing by the rules. And he went all in. And now it's three games, mostly against inferior competition.
That's right. He's going to Michigan State. He'll do it all again.
What I'm telling you, though, is that number at 10 o'clock, 9.8 million people, that's not an indication that necessarily everyone watching that game believes in what Deion Sanders is doing or likes what he's doing or thinks he's awesome. What it is a lot of people who know about this game because of Deion Sanders, either because they love him or they're curious to just see what happens, or they actively don't like him and they want to root against him. He's drawing eyeballs. And if any of that sounds familiar, you might remember it from the time when he played in the NFL and he drew eyeballs because people either loved him or hated him, but they watched him.
Well, you know what else people like? They like stories, okay? They like the fact that you've got one coach saying, my mom told me to take my hat and sunglasses off.
Oh, there's that too.
Right? You got that whole thing. And then Deion shows up and he's handing out sunglasses. Did you see that his sunglasses brand made $4.5 million in one day?
I don't doubt it.
I don't doubt it either. But I'm just saying, that's what people crave. Stories like that. Now, can it be like that every single week? No. Eventually, it's going to get old. But right now, Deion's winning games, and he's the story.
But I don't think we're talking enough about this, because a lot of the focus has been like, this team is now overrated. And it's like, well, hold on. This is from the same people who, before the season started, were like, Deion Sanders is going to be the worst coach in the history of college football.
Overrated because in terms of what?
Right,
like they're going to win the national championship? Of course
they're
not.
They're not going to do that.
They're going to lose by 20 this week.
Probably.
It has nothing to do with that. This team was perhaps the worst team. Them and Northwestern, if they played, the world would explode. That's how bad these teams were last year. And now all of a sudden you're 3-0. You won one game last year. One!
Well, and I know there are people who would look at this and say, well, Deion's winning because he's got his kid and his kid's playing quarterback and his kid's working himself into like a Heisman level buzz, which good for,
fine. He's not going to get that either, but
no, but you know
good
what?
For him.
We're like, if you want to say the hype has gotten too far now, because I did see on ESPN where they're comparing him to Pat Mahomes and, you know, Josh Allen. It's like, well, okay. All right, calm down on that. But also, Shedeur Sanders is a really good player. This was not news to people who watched college football recruiting. What was news was that he chose to go where dad was, but he was getting recruited by big time schools left and right. Also, Travis Hunter was getting recruited by a commit to Florida State, which last I checked is a big time school. And then Deion said, I'd actually like you if you'd come with me to Jackson State where I'm going to coach. And he did, because he likes Deion Sanders and wants to play for him. And now, of course, he's followed him to Colorado and now he's hurt and he's not going to play in this next game. My point is, Deion Sanders can get guys to come play for him. He can get talented players. And if you think any of the last 3 weeks has somehow worked against him in that regard, you're highly mistaken. I'm with you. I don't think they come out of the next 2 weeks unblemished. I think they probably lose both these games. But if you think Deion Sanders is bad for college football, maybe that if you think what's happening there is bad, then you should have a problem with the much larger system. Because Deion is just participating in the system that made Nick Saban rich, that made Urban Meyer rich, that made all these guys rich. He's doing the same thing they are, creating a personality, drawing talent to him. That's what it is.
Two things that nobody likes is about to become one thing that nobody likes. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic sponsored by Irish Spring. We've got a wreck being reported 70 eastbound over on the west side at Wilson, off to the left berm. Traffic lights not working at that, not necessarily an intersection. It's McKinley, actually, between Fisher and 5th. So that being said, though, just use caution and treat those with caution as you proceed. And then State Route 16, Broad Street, westbound at York. ODOT is also reporting on a collision that is causing some minor tie-ups at this time. The fresh scent of Irish Spring and those sensational Irish Spring suds are just the reset you need to own the day. Irish Spring, when the spring hits you, you're ready. Pick up Irish Spring at your local retailer today. I'm Lena with 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Does excessive amounts of Prozac make your sack droop down to your knees? Asking for a friend. My friend's name is Mike. Back to Droopy Sack and T-Bone.
Droopy Sack here. So glad you've tuned in. 3 hours a day, every single day, do it. If you happen to miss a second of the show, yesterday you missed many seconds of the show because we were off the air for a while. But go back and listen to the podcast. Try that again.
All right.
It is available wherever you get your podcast. Just search Common Man and T-Bone. Click subscribe. And every show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Two things that nobody likes is about to become one thing nobody likes. The USFL and the XFL are in talks to merge.
What a shock.
For the upcoming season. What a shocker. So one entity will lose tons of money instead of two entities losing tons of money.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that does not bode well for the future of spring football, despite what rosy outlooks may be given by those parties when they do, I'm sure, eventually agree to merge, and then they have a press conference where they show, hey, we're all merging. Look, we're together now. Yay. We're going to take both pools of players and put them together. We're going to get the best teams and the best situations, and this is going to be great. The reality is there is not, for whatever reason, an appetite, a large appetite. I know people watch the games. I know there are people in attendance occasionally. Teddy watches some of these games. He seems to enjoy it. That's fine. But by and large, there's not a massive audience for this. Unfortunately, football is expensive to produce. It's expensive to house. Like, you've got to put it somewhere. It's got to be in a stadium, right? And you got to get it on TV. That's not cheap either. And they want to see numbers that show that it's worth putting on television. Maybe those numbers will come when you merge these two things together, but I'm going to guess they won't.
No, spring football will work at some point. When I say work, I mean it will be profitable. I just don't think it's going to be the way we've seen it. I think the NFL will eventually decide to do their own thing. They're not going to buy or merge with whatever league happens to survive. They're going to do their own thing. And I think they should go back to Europe and do it there. It's been a long time since NFL Europe. Things have changed. People's viewing habits have changed. We're much more willing to watch things in the morning. I know I am.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Plus, the threshold for success has changed. Where I haven't looked, because why would you? I would assume those ratings for NFL Europe back in the day were probably around the same that you have for spring football now.
Sure.
And that was, you know, that would be considered, if they got 2-3 million people to tune in for NFL Europe games now, that would be a smashing success.
Well, and what are you getting for F1 broadcasts in this country? Probably somewhere around that number.
Not even that.
Well, I'm saying, though, that's not football. That's auto racing. And yet you can find an audience that gets up in the mornings and watches it 9 times out of 10. I know sometimes it's on overnight. Sometimes it's on at, you know, a 10 that makes sense for most American viewers. But by and large, it's a between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. on a Sunday that people are checking that stuff out. I would also add this. Maybe this doesn't make sense. You tell me. This is just where I am personally when it comes to reading. I struggle. And even watching TV or like movies now, I struggle watching anything that is not like a real life story. Even if it's a movie, fictionalized version of it, if I know that it happened for real, then I'm a little more interested in it. If it's something that's completely made up, while I appreciate that, and I know a lot of people enjoy fiction and things like that, it's something that I struggle to get into because I want to know if it's like, if it matters, I guess, in my head. If it's
what
educational.
What are we playing for here, is right. what you're saying.
Well, what I mean is, like, I only have so much time a day to read a book. I'd like to read about something, because I'm dumb. I'd like to learn something as opposed to learn about a fictional place that doesn't exist. Now, I may get to a different point in my life with that, but my point is, I think with football, a lot of people want to know, what does this matter? What's, like, we know watching college football why it matters. There's a whole bunch of universities and colleges that people went to, people have rooting interest for that. But also, a lot of people watch college football to say, I want to know who my team could get. We need a wide receiver. That wide receiver I keep hearing about for Tennessee, I want to go watch him. Or I want to watch the linebacker for USC that everyone's talking about. I would like to watch spring football if there's an attachment to my team.
Right.
If you tell me that the AFC North has a team in NFL Europe and guys from their practice squad and young players are going to be on that team together, but they're going to be over in NFL Europe a little bit in the spring, and that's what I'm watching. That's my team. There's an attachment. Some of those guys play for the Browns. Then I'm a little more intrigued by that.
I think that's a good point.
I just don't think a lot of people have time to watch the Rock's like fantasy of someday having a pro football league. As much as I'm sure a lot of people like the Rock, they like their football team, and they want to watch something that matters, for lack of a better term. I know it all matters or it doesn't, but you get my point.
Mel Tucker says there's a bias towards him. There's other factors at play for his firing at Michigan State. Look, it's all big conspiracy. There's, you know, people out to get him. There's all of that. It's never as simple as you just couldn't keep it in your pants and you're stupid. It's never that simple.
Right.
But when it boils down to it, Mel Tucker is not getting fired because he had phone sex. Mel Tucker is getting fired because he's stupid. You had someone who took a check from Michigan State that was a vendor of Michigan State. Now you can say, well, that was one time, 2 years ago. Who the hell cares? What's the difference?
Right.
What? She was brought in. She was paid a fee to come speak to the team about the dangers and awareness that revolve around sexual assault. You decided it would be a good idea, whether consensual or not, to have some sort of weird relationship with this woman. Now, you tell me what sort of outside forces are trying to get you down. Tell me.
I don't understand that. But the other thing I will add here is we're getting really off the beaten path from being a college football coach, right? Like Mel Tucker saying, I had a consensual relationship. It was a one-time, she was a one-time vendor of this place and all that other stuff. Mel, we know that you were on the phone having phone sex with a person. It does so happen that person, what her job status was with Michigan State, what her relationship was, all that matters. But we know that as a university employee, your like private sex life has now been made public, in part because of her disclosure, but in part because you confirmed it and said, yeah, this all happened. It really did. Those are embarrassing details.
No, he says, well, when she complains, they listen. When I complain, nobody listens. First of all, we should be listening when she complains.
Well,
that's what they have these offices there for, especially at Michigan State.
I guess
they're panicked about anything that has to do with sexual assault, and rightfully so. But what are they listening to you about? You said you had this relationship.
You're like, yes, all this, everything she said was true, but it was consensual.
Right, but you're saying it shouldn't matter because she was a one-time vendor. I'm telling you, dummy, it does matter.
Well, the other part of that, too, is he's telling us, yeah, I mean, I'm on the phone, I'm doing this with her, all that stuff, but that was consensual. All right, again, I want to reiterate, you are paid $95 million to coach a college football team. Remember when college football teams, some of that, I know we've long since passed this, but it's a university. It's a tool of learning, right? That's what school's supposed to be about. You work for a school. The school has boosters and donors, some of which don't give a rip about your football program. Now, I know they don't donate to it. I know all this money came from Matt Ishbia, who's a billionaire who owns the Suns, and he probably, in part, is happy that this money is probably not going to go to you now. There's going to be a legal battle, all that. But at the end of the day, you on a campus where they've had an issue with sexual assault, sexual harassment, a humongous scandal with it, you then hired someone to talk about it and proceeded to have a relationship with her where, among other things, you got on the phone with her and had sex.
You're stupid.
That's dumb.
You're stupid.
That's unbecoming of a guy who is in that position.
That's why I couldn't be a lawyer.
You're the
first
head
of all,
coach
stupid.
Of Michigan State. What are you doing?
I'd stand in front of the judge. How does your client plead? It's stupid.
Yeah.
That's what he pleads. Please have mercy on him. He's just an idiot.
I guess. That's
they're out to get me. What are they out to get?
Well,
I make too much money. Yes, we can agree on that.
We all agree, but
I'm worthless. They don't want to pay me. Yes, we can agree on that too. You just so happen to give them a reason not to pay you.
Well, and what you then also have to believe in this, and you have to believe that Brenda Tracy, whose reputation is, among other things, what her lot in life has been since she was a victim of sexual assault, all these other things. She has since turned that into a positive where she's been able to take a horrible experience, a horrible crime that happened to her, and use it to try to help this from... She didn't have to do any of that, but she's trying to help it from happening to other people. And now what you're doing is saying, see her? Liar. That's what we have to believe now.
She liked it.
She not only liar, she is a tool of the rich boosters at Michigan State who want me fired.
It's all a big conspiracy.
So now you're also saying, not just is she making this up or she's not telling the truth, she's basically trying to be in on a conspiracy to get rid of you. That is unbelievable to me that he thinks that line of logic's going to work.
All the news and notes you need as we go inside the NFL coming up next. Colin Mann and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
A lot happening out on the roads. Traffic sponsored by eBay Motors. 70 eastbound at Wilson. Crash being reported on the left berm. Moving over to southbound at 71 after Green Lawn. Reports are coming in of another collision out there off to the left berm. McKinley between Fisher and 5th. You'll find traffic lights not working properly. Please use caution. And you've got crews out at Broad Street westbound at York working another fender bender at this time. You do anything to keep your vehicle happy. Let's make sure it stays running smoothly. With eBay Guaranteed Fit, the right parts are just a click away. When you see the green check, you know that part will fit. Get the right parts at the right prices. ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. Eligible items only, and of course, exclusions apply. I'm Lena for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Done. If Biggie Size was a radio show, this would be it. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Tuesday. So glad you've tuned in. Inside the NFL coming up in mere moments. Rapid fire. In the 4 o'clock hour, it is Game Show Tuesday. What is the game this week, Boner?
It's game. I don't know why I thought it was Game Show Wednesday, because it's not Wednesday.
It's Tuesday.
You're right. Thank you.
Because
we know what tomorrow is. We know what Wednesday
tomorrow
is.
Yes.
Game Show Tuesday. Gas station trivia coming up 5:34. I hope this will be interesting. If not, I'm sorry in advance.
Gas station trivia.
I'm going to ask you questions about gas stations. I know you love them.
Like, how many hookers did the trucker kill at this gas station?
That's how did you know? That would be the first question off the board.
I don't know.
You really nailed it.
All right.
Good job.
Inside the NFL.
Common Man and T-Bone's Inside the NFL.
Sponsored by Metal Supermarkets. Visit metalsupermarkets.com/Columbus for all your metal needs.
Bone.
Well, man, the NFL, of course, has a rule about player contact with officials. And the rule says, under no circumstances is a player allowed to shove, push, or strike an official in an offensive, disrespectful, or unsportsmanlike manner. Anyway, and it says you'll be disqualified from the game, and the commissioner could possibly discipline you further. Deshaun Watson did do that, shoved an official away from him, but he was not ejected. The NFL explained this on Tuesday with the following quote. In the judgment of the officials, the contact did not rise to the level of a foul. The officials are called upon to maintain order on the field, and sometimes while performing those duties, there is inadvertent contact between players and officials. So,
all right,
whatever. Now, you're going to be shocked to find out a guy whose name rhymes with Mike Oreo has a huge problem with this because by the letter of the law, Deshaun Watson should have been suspended. And you know what? I'd love to see him suspended or kicked out of the league because he's stupid and he sucks anyway. But it's the NFL's rule. And I actually applaud the officials for saying, yeah, that wasn't what the rule's about. There should be judgment calls within this to say, yeah, that's not the type of thing we're looking for. I think Deshaun Watson's a piece of crap.
But you know, Mike Florio's got the bug up his butt about this.
Yeah, he will not.
He's going to keep going.
If you are planning to read Pro Football Talk anytime in the next 10 weeks and hoping that you won't see at least two articles a week about this, sorry, you're out of luck. It's going to be a nonstop thing. And every guy who touches an official, he will bring this up and say, well, they didn't do anything about this. They're not doing anything about that. They need to change this rule. He'll go on about it forever. I won't, though. Shaq Thompson likely out for the year with a fractured fibula. This was from the other Monday night game, which we did not get to, but the Panthers lost to the Saints 20-17. So bad news for the Panthers there. Frank Reich saying that their linebacker is going to miss extended time after this significant injury.
You know who else didn't get to that game?
Who's that?
Everybody else.
Yeah, I know. Bad. Mike Tomlin wishes some of the fans probably didn't have time for watching the Steelers because many of those fans are calling for Matt Canada to be fired. He was asked about this because, of course, their offense, despite getting the victory, offense was trash and bad. Now, maybe that's because Browns defense good, but
fine. Yes, but it's been trash and bad for a while.
Yes.
This is a trend now.
Yes, and Mike Tomlin talked about that today, about the fans who are complaining and even were chanting Fire Canada during the game. He said, quote, I appreciate their passion. I share their passion. We all do. Man, we love our fans, man. They inspire us. They challenge us. It's an awesome relationship. We don't run from challenges. We run to challenges. And then
man,
it's just a bunch of cliche words.
You can
words
tell Mike Tomlin's not a college football coach.
Yeah.
I want to talk about that at the top of the 4 o'clock
you're,
hour.
You're right.
Double standard that we have when it comes to college fans and NFL fans.
That is such a good point. And we'll get to it at 4 o'clock because that is spot on. Sean McVay answering some questions over a field goal that the Rams kicked on the final play of the game where they could not win. They were down 20-30. 20-30 is a weird way to say that.
Yeah, 30,
they were down
30
by 10, 30-20. There's time left to run a play, and they decided to kick a 38-yard field goal. Now, the spread in this game before the game started was 7.5. So, technically, the Rams, by kicking that field goal, they covered. And Sean McVay was asked, why did they do this? See if you can get anything out of this quote that he had.
All right.
What we were trying to do is we were trying to be able to get a completion to where we kicked the field goal beforehand with the opportunity to be able to, if we'd hit that deep in-breaking route, it really would have worked out the way we wanted to. We're going to try to kick a field goal once we got into field goal position. By then, to be able to kick an onside, give ourselves a real opportunity to win the game. By the time it got down to it, I didn't anticipate that the in-cut that we hit Puka with, running that long and just saying, all right, go ahead and kick the field goal. Felt like it was an opportunity to not leave Matt Stafford susceptible to an unnecessary heave to the end zone. Get an opportunity. It's
no.
Just...
No.
It's,
the answer to that is, I don't know.
I don't know why we did it.
I don't know why I did it.
I don't know why we
but
did it.
But I'm the smart guy, and I have to have an answer for everything, so I'm just going to talk in circles until you give up.
By the way, Sean McVay is very smart. I do think he is a decent offensive mind. I also do not care that he can recall plays from like 20 years ago with rapid accuracy. If I were a Rams fan, I would care about the record of the team. I want them to be good. I would care about that stuff. Him being able to quote back to me exactly what was going on in the game, that's his way of getting around the fact that he really doesn't know why they did that, and it just happened, and they tried it, and it was just kind of a dumb thing at best. I don't think there's any real conspiracy here, though, because
you say, I don't know, man.
Yeah,
I have no idea why. I thought we had more time on the clock than we did. We didn't. It was stupid. We shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
Next question.
Exactly right. Yeah. And by the way, the lines changed during the game. They have live betting, too. So for whatever that's worth, like, the line was maybe 7.5 is what it closed at in one casino. Not at all casinos. Also, the lines changed during the game, so people are still betting. I do think that's somewhat of an overrated thing, this idea that people are trying to cover. Only in rare circumstances have we ever seen that proven
true. McVay has no idea what the spread is for that game.
I wouldn't think.
Do you think that's what he's thinking about?
He should be fired immediately for caring about it. You're right.
Know.
But he doesn't.
Joel Klatt wants to carry the water for Ohio State. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
One problem spot finally clearing out. Traffic sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. That is about eastbound 70 at Wilson from the left berm, but still dealing with those Gawker delays. And the shutdown continues along 270 eastbound, US 62 to 71 south side. 270 on the westbound side as well, closed between 71 south side and US 62. That's going to be for quite some time. And then even the ramp still, 71 north and southbound to 270 westbound, as crews continue to clear out that crash from earlier this morning. Join Buffalo Wild Wings for buy one, get one free, half off traditional wings every Tuesday, and buy one, get one free boneless wings every Thursday. Shake up your week with flavor. Buffalo Wild Wings, Let's Go Sports Bar, valid at participating locations, and of course, while supplies last. I'm Lena for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The only thing scarier than Bones analogies is man's browser history.
I'm sorry, man. I thought you wanted to see this.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Tuesday. Rapid fire coming up at 4:34. Game show in the 5 o'clock hour. It's gas station trivia today. I'm on the edge of my seat. Joel Klatt, he of course is the analyst for Big Fox Nooner Time with Gus Johnson. He's got a podcast too called The Joel Klatt Show.
Oh,
Joel,
that's so disappointing. I was hoping there would be a play on words, like thoughts from the Claddock or something. I don't know. Wish we could figure
sounds,
out some other
sounds in
sounds,
the Claddock.
Sounds from the Claddock. That'd be better. There you go.
He's talking about how, you know, I don't know how anybody even lives and works in Columbus because the fans are just so ridiculous and the standards are so ridiculous. Man, him and Herbie should get together and just make out. Jesus.
No kidding.
Anyway, here's what Klatt has to say. They're in a lose-lose all the time. Because if they look great, we say, well, that's what they should do. If they struggle or look sluggish at all, we hammer them for it. They're fan base, man. They're hard on that program. And the national media is hard on that program. This is a team that's 3-0. They're breaking in a new quarterback. And he's looking better and better and played his best game last week. This is why it's so difficult to be Ryan Day, Kyle McCord, or Brian Hartline. The level of scrutiny and perfection we throw on their back, and the completely unrealistic expectations on a week-to-week basis. They have to win by 100, or else it's like, what's wrong with Ohio State? Well, they won 63-10, and they did it going away. Great defense. Offense looks good. One of the best offenses in the country. One of the best defenses. And we don't put them in the same box as everybody else. So I'm here to defend Ohio State.
Oh,
okay, let's break this down.
Thank goodness you're there to protect Ohio State from its fans.
Don't you dare, when you've got teams going out and paying millions of dollars for teams to come in here and take their whooping, don't you dare cite a record to me at this point in the season. Well, they're 3-0. They beat Indiana, and then they paid $2 million for two other teams to come in here and take an ass whooping.
Right.
There's your 3-0, by the way. What is one of the best defenses in the country? What have you been watching, Klatt? Shame on you, man. You've been essentially the voice of the Buckeyes on TV the last couple of years because they're on Big Nooner all the time. You know what type of defense this is. Don't give me the first three games of the season. You're happy with this? We fell into this trap last year, and look what happened. You want to talk about, oh, it's so hard to be Ryan Day. It's so hard to be Brian Hartline. What the hell are you talking about? These guys are paid top dollar. They know what the job is. What other job in the country? You come in, attach yourself to Urban Meyer, have success. You just walk right in. Now, all of a sudden, you're the head coach. You've never been a head coach in your life. And now you're the head coach making $9 million at Ohio State. Brian Hartline's never had another job.
Yeah.
But he catches on here. He does what he's supposed to do. He goes out. He recruits well. He gets five-star guys. And he's rewarded handsomely for it. Where else around the country would you have that type of ascension? Only here at Ohio State.
Well, also, Are we as college football fans every year supposed to take our memory from our brains, somehow extract all of it, throw it in the dumpster and go, okay, I have no preconceived notions of what this team should be. I don't remember anything that's happened in the last few years. I don't have any previous history of watching said team do things. And so I'm going to forget things, Joel Klatt. Like, for example, the team that everyone here wants to beat, you know, the thing you're supposed to do at Ohio State, which is beat Michigan, that hasn't happened the last 2 years.
No, that's unrealistic.
Well, hold on. I thought he said, if you do what you're supposed to do, you get no credit. Is that so? Urban Meyer get a lot of credit around here? Jim Tressel get a lot of credit around here? I think they do. Because what do? They went out and beat Michigan and won national championships. And guess what? A lot of people give them credit
Urban
around
Meyer
here.
Urban Meyer is a crotchety pain in the ass.
That no okay? one likes.
He still
no
lives,
one likes him.
He still lives locally, walks around town with his chest puffed out, has a restaurant, goes on national television. That's what being in the Ohio State machine does for you.
Yeah.
All right. If
you do what we ask of you as Buckeye fans, yes, that is how you're treated. Now, if you don't beat Michigan and you don't win national championships.
Don't win the conference even.
Right. And then you get to the start of the next season and the first couple games where you said, we're not sure who the quarterback's going to be. Both guys have earned the right to play. And then the offense doesn't look great the first couple weeks. Yeah. You don't think the attention that gets you an Urban Meyer pint house or that gets you kids in this state named Tressel, you don't think that fan base might say, huh, offense doesn't look good. I'm nervous. We lost to Michigan 2 years in a row.
Double standard. It's almost like the people who work in college football are ashamed that they work in college football. Okay? You saw Mike Tomlin go out and the Steeler fans who won that game last night want Matt Canada fired because their offense is trash.
Right.
So they're telling you about it. They're vocal about it. Giant fans, when it looked like they were going to lose to the Cardinals, they were going online, losing their mind. Nobody goes on Sunday Night Football. Maria Taylor doesn't go on Sunday Night Football and say, you know what? What's wrong with these Steeler fans?
Oh, yeah.
What's wrong with these Giant fans? Why do they care so much? You want to know why? Because the NFL wants you to care. College football coaches and these color analysts go on TV every single week and they essentially spit in your face saying, why do you care, crazy person? Let's get our priorities straight. Let's get our priorities straight. You got coaches making $9 million a year. You're going to tell me about priorities? Why do you put the Buckeyes on at noon all the time, Fox? Because you know who moves the meter. So what are you going to do? You're going to look at those fans and say, thank you. No, instead, you're going to spit in their face. I'm tired of it. I am tired. Look, of course, there's crazy people. Nobody should be tweeting at college athletes saying, I hope you die. All right? But also, don't get on fans for actually caring about the product. Yeah. These are people that you should be hugging every single... Thank God you care. The reason why we're streaming on Peacock is because we hope you care.
Right.
We hope you care enough to go buy this service so you can watch this crappy game.
I don't understand. Well, I guess I'll throw this. I think the reason that guys like Joel Klatt do that is because in the NFL, if Mike Florio went on TV or if one of these other, you know, talking head types went on TV and said, you know, shame on Cowboys fans for having high expectations or shame on these Giants fans or whatever it was. The NFL, the league office, they would be calling and saying, hey, hello, you're on national television.
Yeah, you can't do that to our fan base.
Because there's the NFL. The Shield is a real entity that you can, they exist for all 32 teams. College football is governed by who? Like, there's no centralized, you can say the NCAA, get out of here. You think anybody from the NCAA calls up Joel Klatt and is like, excuse me, I heard you ripping college football fans.
I'm just tired of it. Why do you care, weirdo?
Big Ten's not going to call him because they're thrilled that they're getting any attention. And they're no one's going to complain to him about that. So he goes on his merry way and is like, yeah. And then Herbie does it. And then all that happens is all the other fan bases are like, yeah, he said that about those guys. Yeah, that's great. Joel, go talk about anybody. I know you cover a lot of Pac-12 teams too, and they have no passion for anything. Go cover like the SEC teams and get back to me on how crazy Ohio State fans are. Yes, there are crazy fans. Joel, I don't know if you've noticed your own alma mater, Colorado, where you played and you're all excited about the team. Didn't they just have a guy or a group of people calling out the Colorado State player that attacked or tackled Travis Hunter, and they're attacking him and saying he should be killed, and they've had to, like, get his number and stuff. They tried to get his number. They tried to get his family. They're trying to, like, they've been sending threats. Your alma mater is doing that. You maybe want to, like, look inside the house first and see if that's where the phone call's coming from before you come after Ohio State fans.
It's so hard. No, he's defending Ohio State.
No, 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 but not the fans. From us crazy fans. I'm just saying, you got crazy fans.
Buy the merchandise and show up every single week and take times out of our day and don't schedule weddings on Saturdays. You know, those crazy people who live and die with the program. Joel, you are so transparent, buddy, because here's why he does all these things. Because he likes, and he has to, he's got to go into the Woody and talk to Ryan Day and sniff his butt once every 2 weeks. So he thinks he's being the brave guy by saying things nobody else says. I'm sticking up for Ohio State. The national media, too hard on this program. The local people, too hard on this program. When in reality, he's doing the easy thing. Because the hard thing would be to say, hey, what's going on here, 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 here? And then go talk to that coach.
Yeah.
Then go look at them in the eye and say, yeah, I said that last week, and I'm calling your game this week. What's your problem? But instead, he wants to be friends with everybody.
Well, that's right. And to that point, Joel Klatt, I know he has a podcast, and I know he probably pops onto the stage at the, you know, big noon kickoff and all that. But by and large, Joel Klatt doesn't have to go talk to fans, you know? And so Joel Klatt can, and Herbie's the same thing. Herbie doesn't ever talk to the fans. So he can go criticize the fans, this nebulous group. And then if any Ohio State fan or any other fan base comes up and is like, hey, man, why'd you say that about me? I'm not a crazy person. I just think that the offense could be better.
I'm not talking about you, man.
Yeah, it's like not you. It's these other people that I don't really see or know. But I'll go on national television and say this entire fan base, you can't even live in Columbus because they're so crazy. I mean, Herbie can't live in Columbus for a variety of reasons. I'm not sure I can detail them here. But in any case, he's made his bed and decided to sleep in it so he can do what he wants. But Joel Klatt now is just taking Herbie's talking points on a different network and saying, yeah, that's true. Columbus sucks. I've never even been there.
I'm just
I don't
so
know.
I'm tired of it. Everywhere you turn, you're stupid. You're stupid. You're stupid. Hey, give us your time and money. Also, you're stupid. Why do you care? Hey, do you want to give us some money so you can get an exclusive podcast from Ryan Day? Hey, by the way, you're also stupid. Why do you care? I'm just so tired of it.
Every school now has a name, image, and likeness collective that is asking, begging for your money.
We can't do this without you.
No. Buckeye Nation, all the schools would call up Joel Klatt and say, that's unfair. But Joel Klatt doesn't have to answer the schools. And if they ever do call, if Gene Smith calls him and be like, Gene, you know what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about your core audience. I'm talking about the crazies.
And
then they go back on and say Columbus sucks. Even though I know he's been here and he's called games, he doesn't actually know. He doesn't have any
clue. He doesn't know anything. This notion, too, that, you know, Ryan Day is like going to work every single day in a coal mine. Like, oh, the service that he's doing, going and coaching games in that crazy place, Columbus, Ohio. How does he do it?
You know what?
How does he do it?
Herbie does call NFL games, right?
Yes, Prime. He does.
What? He's got a platform. I'm sure he's been to plenty of NFL stadiums where he's seen some craziness. Go ahead and start calling out the NFL people, Herbie, like you do the Ohio State fans.
Yeah, he'll probably get a couple phone calls.
See how that goes for you, big man. So tough. Go do that with the NFL and see how it goes.
Can you raise $100 million in a week? One college football program did. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic sponsored by eBay Motors. Picked up a new problem spot southbound 71. This is right at Frank Road. Crash out there being reported on the left berm. Those traffic lights still not working along McKinley, both ways between Fisher and Fifth Street, and both ends of 270, US 62 to 71 South Side, still shut down until further notice from a morning collision that caused that shutdown. Traffic sponsored by eBay Motors. You do anything to keep your vehicle happy, so let's make sure it stays running smoothly. With eBay Guaranteed Fit, the right parts are just a click away. When you see the green check, you know that part will fit. Let's get the right parts at the right prices. ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. Eligible items only, and of course, exclusions apply. I'm Lena for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Dumb is the only language these two are fluent in. You're listening to Man and Bone.
Happy Tuesday. Hey,
hey.
Noah Eagle.
Huh?
He is Ian Eagle's kid.
Oh, right. I thought you were saying know your eagle. Like, I don't know Noah, what I'm supposed to know. Got it.
Noah Eagle.
Got it.
Is doing the Big Ten Saturday night games for NBC Sports.
Oh, of course he is.
Because all they do at NBC is hire established announcers' kids.
Or let Mike Tirico continue to be terrible. Like, I'm
sure. No, he's awesome. What are you talking
about?
I've
never understood why people like Mike
Tirico.
He's
awesome.
He's one of the worst announcers I've ever heard.
Shut your mouth. Put an asterisk on this show.
Okay.
So Noah Eagle is going to be, after he's done doing NBC Sports Big Ten Saturday night, he's going to go back to the NBA. He did some Clippers games.
Okay.
The last four seasons on their AM 570 LA Sports. Also did some NBA Summer League action for Warner Brothers Discovery Sports. But now he's going to join the Nets. Now, if you're saying, wait a minute, doesn't his father do the play-by-play for the Nets? The answer is yes.
Oh, gosh.
When daddy can't do the games, then Noah's going to come in and do the games.
Man, there's nothing like being a nepotism hire in broadcasting because you got so many of these guys. And I know some of them have worked out, like Joe Buck, obviously Jack Buck, his dad, very famous broadcaster. That's probably how Joe got in the door. But then you have to actually do the job, right? I mean, I do think he does a pretty good job. I don't understand, though, why there are so many of these guys on NBC alone. Jack Collinsworth is there, right? He does stuff.
Chris Sims
is Phil Sims' kid, which, yes, I know Phil Sims played in the NFL, but guess what he's also done for a very long time? Be on the TV talking about the NFL, albeit with another network, but he's done that. And then now you got Ian Eagle's kid, Noah Eagle. Ian Eagle was gobbledygook, right? That was him.
Yes, that was gobbledygook.
Our favorite, one of our favorite sound bites of him. Yelling at Mike Fratello.
He didn't like Mike Fratello.
Because Mike Fratello basically talked to him like he's a third grader. And he said, hey, don't talk about third graders. That's my kid. He's going to be doing these broadcasts
someday.
You want
the whole thing?
If you've got it, sure.
I got the whole thing.
I just want to say that earlier, you had a very patronizing tone towards me. I fully understand what a slip screen is. I've been doing the NBA for 18 years. But the way you presented it initially was gobbledygook. So, like the audience, I wanted you to come back and explain yourself. And you then just took a firing line on me, and it was uncalled for.
I don't think so.
That's exactly what happened.
You are overly sensitive to
that. I am not.
Meanwhile, you can hear the game going on. The game is going on.
Just remember, though, Ian Eagle, all these great broadcasts tell you, hey, it's not about me, it's about the game. I don't want to step on the game action. I want to get out of the way. Unless my like old coaching buddy who happens to now be on my broadcast says something I don't like, I'm going to yell at him for like a minute straight.
And by the way, maybe he did. You know, maybe Fratello did sort of tear you down so he can boost himself up. So you know what you do? Commercial break comes, take your headset off and let him have it.
You talk to him like that off the air and say, that's not cool, man. I'm not going to do that on the air.
Exactly what you just said. I've been doing this for 18 years. I know what it is. Don't talk down to me. You want to talk down to the audience? That's fine.
Yeah.
But don't talk down to me.
Well, and also then he could say, and I had more respect than you did for me there because I did this off the air. Don't do that to me on the air.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of ways you could have done that. But
instead, now you did that. Now, again, that was, you know, 12 years ago. We're still playing it because we're petty bastards. But now, Noah Eagle's coming. I hope Fratello's not doing the games with Noah Eagle.
Jeez. I remember you yelled at my dad, and I don't like you now. This is good.
What did I tease?
Well, I've got something for you if you don't remember.
Go ahead.
Would you like to hear about how Bills Mafia is once again upping themselves in new and unprecedented ways?
Sure.
You're aware the Bills are building a new stadium?
I'm aware of it.
They have just barely started construction, but what they have done is dug out a little bit of a pit. It's right near, you know, where their current stadium is, Orchard Park. Before the home opener this past week, a man apparently was acting a little weird near some Port-a-Johns. This is all prior to the game, so presumably he was involved in some kind of tailgating activities.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, he exited these Port-a-Johns, and people around in that area said he was acting kind of bizarre. They also noticed that he appeared to be covered in whatever would be in the bottom of a Port-a-John. You fill in the news there.
Flowers?
No. Covered in that substance and naked, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Disrobed, mm-hmm. naked, and then in that substance. He then climbed over the 10-foot security fence that blocks the patrons and everybody else from getting into the construction site where they're digging out the hole for the new Bills Stadium. Then proceeded to apparently kind of run around on the outer rim of this hole until he slipped and fell down into it's like stair-stepped, right? So he fell down a few feet, got up, did it again, tripped, fell down some more, eventually fell all the way down 30 feet, and he's down there in this giant pit. So then they have to get a helicopter.
No.
To spot him.
None of that.
Yep.
None of that, man.
Yep. And then apparently once they did find him and see where he is, he proceeded to flash the peace sign with one hand towards the helicopter, and with the other hand, he simulated pleasuring himself. So they then asked the sheriff about this, who was there on the scene, and Sheriff Cooley, they talked to, and he said,
Cooley.
The man did mention that he was under the influence of or had taken cocaine, marijuana, and LSD.
All of it.
Wow.
All of it, then.
All right.
First of all, the fact that we're using resources to save this guy is ridiculous. Helicopter. You fall in, that's on you to get out. I've said this about people at the zoo. If you fall into the monkey pit, wherever the hell you fall, then that's on you. Find a way out. Make friends with the monkeys.
I guess so.
Okay? Find your own damn way out. I'm not using a helicopter. And if I'm the helicopter pilot, and I'm looking down like, hey, sir, are you okay? And he gives me, I'm just turning around.
How is that again? What is he doing?
I'm turning around. Hey, all right, thanks, buddy. You're okay? All right, good.
Sorry.
Find your way out, dope.
They're like, well, what is he doing down there? Like, I think he's giving himself I think they call that a self high five. That's what the kids are saying. Yeah.
Watch, throw some meth and some mechs into that sure. cocktail, too.
You know, I just want to point out that I don't know that this guy was in Bills Mafia. He gets, because he was at a Bills game, there may be that, like, all those people who get drunk and throw themselves onto, like, picnic tables and whatever, they may look at this guy and be like, sorry, that's not ours. That guy could fit in,
whatever.
But he's not one of us. So who knows? Maybe he's just a random LSD enjoyer. Do we know what Aaron Rodgers was doing by chance that day? Because he was
laid up.
Well, he was recovering. How does he recover? Who knows?
SMU is going to the ACC. They have raised more than $100 million in 7 days to help its transition to the ACC next year. This is not a report. This is what the school announced.
Oh, I'm not surprised. This is there was an article about this a few weeks ago about the wallet trust of SMU that... They've got billionaires.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Sit
they
on
said
their
they're
going to
give more than $200 million. This is just $100 million in 1 week.
Well, don't forget, because this is the, they're going to go to the ACC and they're getting nothing for the first, I don't know, is it 2 or 3 years? They're getting not even like a reduced rate of the television deal. They're getting absolutely nothing of it.
No. Come on. How many years did you say?
2 or 3.
That's ridiculous.
How many is it?
It's 9.
Right.
Okay. Sources familiar with the negotiations said SMU will forego 9 years of
That's
ACC
right.
television money.
That's right. I knew it was
9.
Yeah, because they want to be in the ACC. They see this as their opportunity to join the big leagues. This is the culmination of Pony Express. Before that, they were a thing. SMU was a legit power. They were in the Big 8 back then.
Yeah,
which was like the Big 12 now. It was much more powerful back then, but they were perceived to be one of these teams that was a top 25 every year, national championship-esque, could be someday type of program. And then after the Pony Express scandal in the 80s, that all fell apart, and they've been climbing back ever since. This is their moment. All these boosters said, now we can get back and finally be in a real conference again. We don't care how much money we're losing. We'll foot the bill, and they apparently are.
Rapid Fire is next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns Backers.
Traffic sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. Heads up, traffic very heavy on all the freeways now being reported, so just be aware of that. We're getting reports of ramp restrictions due to a crash along westbound 270. It's at Alum Creek. It's blocking the left lane of the south outer belt westbound ramp to Alum Creek, so just be aware of that. Another one, Highway 4 southbound at County Home Road. Reports are coming in from ODOT of that wreck. And traffic lights still not working, so just pack your patience. Moving through McKinley between Fisher and West 5th this hour. Join Buffalo Wild Wings for buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday, and buy one, get one free boneless wings every Thursday. Shake up your week with flavor. Buffalo Wild Wings, Let's Go Sports Bar, valid at participating locations while supplies last. I'm Lena for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan, it's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Uncomfortably talking about food.
Lord have mercy, I'm about to bust.
This is Man and Bone.
Rapid fire coming up in mere moments. We had a lost tooth in the house last. Oh. Well, I didn't lose a tooth.
I'm guessing it wasn't any of the adults in the house. Yeah, Samantha probably lost a tooth then.
Lost a tooth, and so she put the tooth out for the tooth fairy.
Yes.
And then, you know, before the tooth fairy came, I decided to go in the room and just make sure everything was A-okay.
Oh, gotcha.
When she was sleeping, I went and checked on things.
Sure. Gotcha.
And, it's pitch black in there, and she's sleeping. I start to move around quietly like a ninja. I accidentally stubbed my toe on her dresser, which was loud, and then I swore.
And then she woke up?
I mean, well, she's a very heavy sleeper, so she like half woke up. And it's pitch black in there, and she goes, "Tooth fairy." And I just said, "Yes."
Oh, no.
Time to go to sleep.
Oh, no.
Okay. And thankfully, she did. She went back to sleep then.
I'll tell you something.
I had everything in my hand that I would have in my hand.
Sure, I understand exactly what you're saying. I have many thoughts, but I'll leave them for later because we have something to do. But just...
Tooth fairy.
I got an update from the Elf on the Shelf people, and I want to share that with all the parents. After we'll do this first.
All right, rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Sponsored by Custom Air. Custom Air. Custom Solutions. Custom Comfort.
I guess we'll get through Ted's dumb thing now, so we can get back to the fun.
Exactly.
Rapid fire number one.
What scares you most about this week's game against Notre Dame?
I don't know. Should I call Joel Klatt and check with him before I say anything?
Are we allowed to even talk about
it? I just want to make sure that I should even have concerns about this game. Maybe the fact that in every big game that we've seen the last 3-4 years, this defense has not been able to stop giving up big chunks of yardage and huge plays, missed assignments down the field. I don't know what Kyle McCord is going to be in a pressure situation. I don't know what this offensive line is going to be once they face some competition. But I've seen what this defense has been in big-time situations the last few years, and it's not been good. That's my number one concern.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. I'm with you as far as biggest concern being defense. I'm going to be specific and say defensive line. Because I'm not convinced they can get pressure. And if I know that that's looked a little bit better the last couple weeks. Let's find out against a real offensive line now in Notre Dame. Let's find out against an offense that can get the ball out quickly. This is where they need to step up and make plays and make it tough and hopefully slow down that offense. If that happens, then I feel very good about everybody else's prospects. And I do hope the Buckeye offense is improved and all that. But defensive line, I'm worried about right now.
Rapid fire number two.
Ryan Day has just 6 losses as the Buckeyes head coach. If you could remove one of those losses and turn it into a win, which one are you picking?
Alabama.
You mean what? When?
Right?
Which Alabama game are we talking
about?
Well,
the one that...
Just the one.
No.
Just the one. They lost for the national championship.
Okay. Well, I was going Georgia last year, but same reason.
You still have to go and play another game. I'm just saying.
Fair.
That Alabama game was the national championship.
Yeah, you're right. That's
you
fair.
You reverse that loss. There's your title right there.
All right. That's easy enough. I think Ted's trying to get us to say a Michigan game.
What do you want us to say, Teddy? What would you say?
I was going to say Alabama, but I thought Georgia was intriguing just because TCU kind of rolled over in their title game.
I think you would have won that one, too.
I do, too,
my point.
but that's still another step you have to take.
Yeah, it's another game.
Two losses to Michigan, so maybe one of those. But yeah.
I'd like to avenge those, but if I'm picking one, I guess you're right. The national championship game itself. I'd almost forgotten about that one, so good call by you.
Rapid fire number three.
Do you think it's possible to win a national championship in football at Michigan State?
Yes. Why not?
I would say not currently.
Well,
not currently.
No.
I don't mean Mel Tucker. I mean not with the divisions the way they are. You know? Like, they are not...
Good news. They're not going to be that way next year.
Right. That's what I'm saying. But if you're asking me, let's say they had their best team they've ever had in 20 years this year, I still think it's tough because you are still in a division with Ohio State and Michigan, and only one of those three teams would get to play for the Big Ten Championship.
Next year, they're not.
Yeah. So I'm saying not currently, but yeah, once that goes away, then it's a lot better path for me.
Rapid fire number four.
The networks don't have any new scripted shows because of the writer's strike. So what programming would you like to see on these networks for the fall television season?
I would like Celebrity Lie Detector. I'd like that. No writers necessary, just, you know. Well, someone comes in and asks questions.
Someone's got to write the questions. There's a writer.
All right.
Look at that.
How about Celebrity Crap? You know, where they show you a deuce and then you have to pick from celebrities who you think left that deuce.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. I was going with a sport, actually. I mean, a sport and activity.
Pickleball?
No. Better than pickleball. And in fact, one that's been played much longer than pickleball. That would be darts. If you've not watched the darts competitions over in Europe, they are always in beer halls. Everyone's got costumes on. All the fans are drunk, and they cheer for everything. And when they get somebody who's on a 9-dart run and all this stuff, woo, it's exhilarating. Give me darts. I love it.
Rapid fire number five.
Today is National Talk Like a Pirate Day. What's your favorite movie or show that involves pirates in one form or another? You can get loose with pirates. It could, you know.
Probably Pirates of the Caribbean, I guess, right? No?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good one. I was thinking, I don't really... Hook is great, but I'm not as big of a fan of, like, all the singing, personally. Like, but that's fine.
What do you mean, Hook? The Robin Williams movie?
The movie, yeah, that involves pirates.
There's singing in that?
Isn't there? No? Am I wrong? I thought they had musical numbers in that.
I don't think Hook was a musical.
Okay, well, it was a Disney film. I don't think it was a musical. There's a lot of, you know what I'm thinking of? There's a lot of like them chanting like the Rufio stuff, all that. I don't know. That one's not for me. It's all right. You know what I do love? Muppet Treasure Island. That has singing. That has singing, and it's great.
Teddy, what about you?
I'm a big Pirates of the Caribbean guy, so I'd be watching any of those, you know, especially the first one's my favorite, but yeah.
That's good.
They're all good. I thought about like a little twist on that, sort of the Road Warrior, you know, Mad Max movies.
Oh, we're classifying them as pirates.
Well, I said, and you can get loose with it, you know.
All right,
those
then
are
I'm going
to
go with Captain Phillips.
You know, Captain Phillips.
Somali
pirates.
That's
definitely.
Yeah. Waterworld. They're kind of pirates.
That was not my favorite.
Could we classify Star Wars movies that involve Han Solo? Because Han Solo is definitely
a
pirate.
Kind of like, I thought you might bring up Star Wars.
Well, I mean, I didn't want to deviate too far, but if we include that, then sure, Star Wars my favorite over all that. But yeah, I didn't know if we could classify Han Solo as a pirate, but that's what he does. He steals people's planes and goes out and does jobs he's hired to do and all that. Yeah, I think that's good.
What did you say you wanted to talk about after rapid fire?
I just have a quick thing.
Elf on the Shelf.
Oh, okay. Well, we got to take a break.
Well, it's very quick.
We got to take a break.
Fine.
It's break time. Fish is listening. Damn it.
Fish is listening. That's right. I forgot. People are going to hear that and wonder what we're talking about.
Oh, Fish is the new boss.
Yeah.
Sweet Lou is dead.
Well, no, he's here. He's
gone.
Now Fish is here because Sweet Lou asked him to be.
I just like that.
Platinum Fox and Marco,
gone.
Dead. Gone and dead. They're gone. Now we have
Sweet Lou.
Sweet Lou and Fish.
And Fish, yeah. Mm. Fish is his own nickname, though. We have to give him another one.
We do?
Yeah, you can't just walk in with your own nickname.
That's your
thing.
He's
like, hey, I'm Fish.
I think that makes it easier.
No.
Because then I don't have to think about it.
No. We got to give him something.
Because then you start trying to ham fist something where it's like, his name makes sense. His last name has Fish in it. We call him Fish. He's known by Fish. Call the man Fish.
No.
Teach a man to fish. He'll give you a radio station. I don't know what the analogy is. I forget. Fool me once. Shame on.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once.
Teach a man to fish.
Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Feed a man fish, he eats for a day.
Teach a man to fish,
he eats for the rest of his life. I think that's
unless there's a drought.
All right, Elf on a Shelf. Elf on a Shelf.
There's a little flaw to that logic.
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
New problem spot to tell you about. Traffic sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. We've got a shutdown due to a serious crash along US 22. Both the east and westbound lanes are down between Township Road 49 and Wesley Chapel. It's at Township Road 56, so just be aware of that. Also, State Route 161 between Federated and Linworth. Reports are coming in of a wreck. And ramp restrictions from an earlier collision along westbound 270 is at Alum Creek. It's blocking the left lane, so just be careful with that. From 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, Buffalo Wild Wings Happy Hour has beer, cocktails, and bar food for only $3 to $6. It's the perfect way to offset a long day. So head to Buffalo Wild Wings for Happy Hour today. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. Dine in only. Drink responsibly. I'm Lena for 97.1, The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
No filler guests, no intelligence, and most of the time, no sports. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Tuesday. Hey, Bone, did you know that sports gambling is legal in the state of Ohio?
I am very aware of that,
and
yes.
Did you know the only place where we do our sports gambling is Hollywood Casino Columbus?
I did know that, too.
We were there yesterday doing the show live. It's beautiful. You should go out there. Nice restaurant. They've got walls of television, 12,000 square feet of sports book action. Do it now. Mm-hmm. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mike, I was saying before the break that I've got some interesting news about Elf on a Shelf, the elves that do the Elf on a Shelf thing.
Okay.
I have been in communication. I know that's a ways away, right, for a lot of families.
It'll be
families.
Here before you know it, buddy.
Yeah, the Elf on a Shelf phenomenon happens every year, happens in our house every year. Parents, I understand everything you're going through with that, and I just wanted to let you know I've got some, well, maybe it's sad news. I think it's sad news. I found out through the elf that we talked to that they're having a little bit of a contract dispute with their employer. And so
are they working for General Motors?
I don't know exactly the ins and outs of their union and what's going on with the negotiations, Mike. But what I'm here to tell you parents, and if there's any kids listening, I'm sorry if you have to hear this. I just wanted you to all be aware. And I know you're probably old enough to hear it now, but the elves may be on strike when it comes time for Christmas. Now, good news is this. Parents can call their elves individually and see if they're willing to come work, you know, something out, if their contract allows them, they may be able to come and help you out. I don't know for sure.
I'm on a website right now that would tell me things.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like you can buy a plane ticket for an elf for $29.48.
That's great. We could buy a plane ticket for Leanna Ray. Does she have a contract that allows her to come do traffic for us? No. So I'm just saying contractual obligations, unfortunately, supersede Christmas spirit, my man. So the problem is contracts. So just be aware, if you are a family that has the Elf on the Shelf, you may want to reach out to your elf individually. Maybe their union has worked it out and they're good and they'll be at your house just like normal. But maybe maybe their contract has run out. And maybe they are not going to be able to fulfill their duties. I would just say double check to make sure. I know in our house, we talked to our elf and they were like, hell no, we won't go. And I said, what do you mean here? And they're like, yeah, we're out. So elf on a shelf in our house, unfortunately, apparently the strike is real. They don't think there's anything happening before at least January. So in
our
house,
maybe they just don't like your house.
I know.
Maybe you're not kind enough.
Maybe. I don't know what the actual dispute is, but I'm really going to miss the elf on a shelf this year that does not apparently come to our house because of the contract dispute that's going on with their union. So just keep an eye on that, parents. Might want to check into it.
Major League Soccer has kicked out a player. They've terminated the contract of CF Montreal midfielder Metko Milevic.
Yes.
For engaging in conduct detrimental to the league.
Did you see what this conduct was?
Yes. Reports last week in Canadian media claim the 22-year-old Miami-born player had played in a Quebec indoor amateur soccer league under an assumed name and was subsequently banned for life from said league for punching another player in the face.
So to be clear, he was a player who is a professional for Montreal in MLS. He then jumped into a not very good professional, if professional at all, league, took a different name or entered it under a different name, and then got into a fight. And then, of course, they found out who this guy actually is. I'm going to guess you're not allowed to play in other leagues when you play in Major League Soccer, Mike, or any other pro sports league. Like, I'm guessing you can't just hop down into a rec league basketball game.
That was a problem during pandemic with work from home, is that people would just take on two full-time jobs. And not tell the other one.
What a overachieving bastard wants to do that. Sorry, I don't know. Two full-time jobs
two
you want to do?
Two full-time jobs. Well, they wouldn't. They'd hardly do the work.
I see. But they'd collect the paycheck.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was a dude in the city of Chicago. He had like an official, and I just read this story the other day. He's one of these like director of waste services type of guys.
Okay.
Government employee, but he's making like $300,000 a year doing this job. Well, he's worked from home during the pandemic. So he decides, I'm going to go out and get myself another full-time job and double dip.
Oh, my.
The only problem is the place where he got the new full-time job sent out a press release saying, here's our new director of whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
His current employer was reading it saying, wait a minute, does he not work for us anymore? He's like, I talked to him today. Well, this says he's got a new job.
What kind of idiot?
So he was fired from both.
Yeah.
And then because his principal job was a government-funded job, he was brought up on charges.
Oh,
corruption charges.
Love that. I mean, if you're gonna double dip and lie and you're getting paid by the public dollar, then yeah, you got to face the music on that. That's no good. I mean, from what you're telling me, allegedly, that would sound like some kind of fraud if you're telling everybody that you work one job and you actually work two. It doesn't seem great.
Ryan Day with his weekly presser. You will hear from the coach coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. We've got a lot of slowdown. 670 eastbound between State Route 315 and 71 slow. On the westbound side, it's from 71 over to I-70. Also, that earlier crash along State Route 161 still out there between Federated and Linworth, I should say. And an earlier wreck clearing from the left lane of the south outer belt westbound ramp to Allen Creek Road. But it is still causing residual delays. Join Buffalo Wild Wings for buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday and buy one, get one free boneless wings every Thursday. Shake up your work week with flavor. Buffalo Wild Wings, Let's Go Sports Bar, valid at participating locations and while supplies last. I'm Lena for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Off topic is on brand. This is Man and Bone.
Can I tell you something that bothers me?
What's that?
All right, so, look, you got all these streaming services, right?
Yes.
And you just got used to paying a fee for all of these services. You're always paying different fees. Got it. But now what we have is we have, oh, did you pay the fee? Yes. Did you pay the fee on top of the fee?
Oh, yeah.
With a special tier in the fee?
Right.
Because that's what we have now, where I just saw that Max is going to have a sports tier.
Oh.
Okay? And they're going to call it Bleacher Report Sports. First of all, what does the Bleacher Report brand mean to anybody?
You know, I hate to say it. I'm sure it's not, but I thought Bleacher Report, I thought they had like closed down some blogs or something. I don't know. Maybe
you're thinking of Deadspin. Deadspin.
No, Deadspin did, but there was another one that was like all the team sites of all these places. Which other one was that?
Was it SB Nation?
SB Nation. That's right.
Anyway.
Still.
It's like, well, we can't be Max Sports. We can't be Turner Sports, which is what they were.
Well, that right. Isn't right? Max a rebrand of what Turner is?
Yes.
Right?
So now it has to be Bleacher Report Sports. And they announced this today. Their new sports tier will be free until February 29th. And then after that, it's going to cost an extra $9.99 per month from that date. The live sports tier will include all of Warner Brothers Discovery live sports events, including Major League Baseball. You know, the ones that are on TBS.
Yeah, right.
NHL. You know, the ones that are on TNT. And NBA games, also TNT. U.S. soccer matches, future editions of the Match franchise.
Oh, Lord.
And the NCAA tournament games airing on Warner Brothers Discovery Networks each March. So it's interesting that the free trial ends
right
before the NCAA tournament.
Go figure.
I'm just saying. Then they want you to pay for it. But you're paying the fee. Then you have to pay the extra fee.
Yeah.
Like, when is there another tier? We jump in another tier then?
Well, that wouldn't surprise me if it's like, well, you paid for the... I mean, we've already done this, right, with cable, where you had... All right, you paid for your cable subscription. Well, you don't get NFL, you know, any of the NFL channels, be like NFL Network, Major League Baseball Network. You just get like ESPN, ESPN2, but you don't get all the rest of that. Oh, you wanted that? You're going to have to add on the Sports Plus tier. Okay,
know,
I'd like that.
But I thought we all agreed.
So then you do the Sports Plus thing.
Cable sucks and we don't want to do that anymore.
Right. Then you do the Sports Plus thing and they're like, oh, you didn't buy Red Zone. Ah, you didn't buy the package, right? So then you don't get that stuff. You have to pay even extra for that. It's unfortunate that where we are is now we've just replaced, we don't have set-top boxes anymore, basically, but we all still have cable.
The fee for everything.
Yeah.
I just saw that Elon Musk is going to start charging a fee for Twitter. You see that?
He can charge whatever he wants.
It's the only way I can combat bots.
Oh, he's such everybody's
going to have to start paying a fee. Well, I'm not doing. You go ahead.
No, I'm not either. For what it's worth.
See you later.
Yeah, I'll be off of that. No questions asked. By the way, Elon may be trying to combat bots, or maybe trying to combat the massive amount of revenue they've lost since he took over because he's stupid and bad at everything he does. And don't say Tesla.
Man, the Elon bros are going to get...
Come at me. Show me one company that he has actually done something good for. Because everything he's done has been someone else's idea that he just was like, sweet, I'm going to buy you out and then I'll have other smart people make it all cool. But the people came up with this idea first and then he takes
it doesn't do well. Smart enough to hire the people who make it cool.
Yeah.
Except for Twitter.
Except for when he gets in the way of it. Like, remember when he had the Cybertruck that's still... Are those delivered yet? And it's been like 3 years. They're not putting those out yet.
I can't figure out how to open the window on that thing.
Yeah, but remember they had the, he was going to do the demonstration where he showed you how it was bulletproof glass and then he hits it with a hammer and it shatters like an idiot.
First of all, is that a product feature that middle America is really looking for?
Or is that
like,
something
what's your
that
target
like,
demo? Kim Jong-un?
His target demo is him. Like Lex Luthor would be like, I do need a bulletproof truck to drive around in.
Who hasn't been there where you're driving to work in the morning and people just start shooting at you? We've all been there.
No, seriously, that Cybertruck looks like a thing that if you bought a Superman action figure in the 80s.
Yeah, it looks like RoboCop.
And it was like, what would the villain that Superman is fighting or Batman is fighting, what would their villain be driving around in? Something like that. That's what it looks like. So, yeah, it makes sense that Elon Musk is like, that's exactly the truck I need. I think everybody else needs that, too, because I'm like everybody else. No, you're not, Elon. You're a weirdo who happened to have a diamond mine left to him, and you ended up being able to cash that in on a bunch of other things when smart people from you bought you out of companies that you about ran into the ground, like PayPal. Anyway, yeah, Elon bros, hit me up.
Let's go. Back to you. Ryan Day with his press conference today. Here is Ryan Day talking about challenges for the defense as they get ready for Notre Dame.
Well, I think anytime you deal with a pro style run game, you're dealing with, you know, run and play action, and you know, I think they want to establish the run. It's clear, you can tell that. I think Estime is running really well. He's running hard, and then once that happens, it opens up things down the field, and so that kind of goes hand in hand, and they're doing a good job of that. They have a good plan and put it in place, and so you know, that's a good challenge for our defense. You know, it's, you know, had a real long conversation about it all today, and you know, we got to be able to rise to the challenge, understand exactly what you're talking about, because we've got to be aggressive, but we also, you have to make sure that, you know, we're running the ball and giving great effort, and you know, avoiding big plays, all those types of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited.
Well, Joe Klatt said that, you know, one of the best defenses in the country.
Yeah.
Nothing to worry about.
Why does Ryan Day hate Ryan Day? What's up with that, Ryan
Day?
Why
is Ryan Day so hard on Ryan Day?
Yeah, no
kidding. Man, it's tough to be Ryan Day.
Yeah, because people,
you never
like
know
Ryan
when Ryan Day
or...
is going to yell at you. Question your defense.
Right.
Here is Ryan Day talking about Kyle McCord's decision-making.
Yeah, I think he's growing each week. I think he saw that. And you know, not that everything's perfect. Nothing is. And you know, I think this week will be a big challenge to see where we're at. But it's been a gradual build-up for our whole team and, you know, for him to this point. And so now it's time to go play and see what we got. But you know, we got to do a great job. You know, again, I keep saying it, you know, these next couple of days to really prepare. You know, I think I've told you before, I get more worked up for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday than I do for the game. You know, we got to really be on point today and have a great practice.
That's nice. I get worked up for Saturday.
I will say, I think I've detected a little Ryan Day tell, which when he's about to say something that he's not fully sold on, he takes a big old gulp of his own breath before he gets going. Like that Kyle McCord, he's like, yeah, he's a gulp. He's going to have to do something here. Like he kind of rears back a little bit and swallows hard and then says, all right, I got to say this. We think he's getting better. Yeah, he's doing great, but not so sure about that.
What do you want to hear? Because I got like 19 million cuts in here.
I don't know. What do they say that they're about? Do you have anything about the secondary? Do you have anything about
secondary?
Notre Dame's offense? Do you have anything about Notre Dame's defense? Offense. Do you have anything about...
Yeah, hold on. Let me look.
Yes. Play something, man. I don't know.
No, don't give me the bullwhip right now.
What just happened there? Did you play a clip?
Because no.
Clip? I definitely heard the bullwhip.
Where was the... there was a thing on Notre Dame's offense on here. I have Notre Dame's defense. You want that?
Play that. Let's hear that.
All right, here's Notre Dame's defense.
Again, you know, some guys who played a bunch of football. I think both corners are playing well. The safeties are playing well. I think the linebackers are excellent. You know, they've seen a lot of football, played a lot of football. I mean, they're you know, good players. There's some NFL players on that defense. They're well coached. You know, again, they don't give you a lot of freebies, not a lot of, you know, missed assignments. They tackle well. They're physical. So. It's exactly what we expected. So, you know, we got to go play well.
I think Ryan Day is morphing slowly into a combination of Belichick and Thad Mata.
Yeah, but he does that weird gulping thing too, where he's just like, yeah, we really got to get going. Like, I don't know why he's doing that so much.
He's got cotton mouth.
I guess.
He's got cotton Fitzsimmons in his mouth.
Something. Sure.
I had an offense. He's talking about James Laurinaitis. You want to hear that?
Yeah, let's hear that.
Here's the impact of our guy, James Laurinaitis.
Yeah, I mean, not as much as you'd like to think, but he's done an unbelievable job since he's been here. He's helped out a ton.
Wow.
Being a graduate assistant, he's an accountable coach.
Wow.
You know, knows what it's like to walk in the shoes of an Ohio State football player. And, you know, he's played in the NFL, and he's got great, you know, great experience that he can share with our guys. And our linebackers really enjoy that. So, he's been a great addition to the staff.
I got to tell you, that's a little bit of shade there.
I need to know maybe this was mislabeled. I'd love to know what the whole context of that quote
was.
All
right, well, here's what it's labeled here. Impact of James Laurinaitis.
Well, I know.
Here's the start of the answer. You tell me how we can read this differently.
Yeah, I mean, not as much as you'd like to think, but he's...
Well, wait. I'm saying if the question was, has James Laurinaitis had an impact on your defense? And he's like, not as much as you like to think. That's not great. But if... The question may have been something else that we're not hearing the context of, where he was asked, you know, like, is James Laurinaitis getting in there every day and just smashing helmets with guys? And it's like, not as much as you'd think, but he definitely is a part of it.
Is James Laurinaitis rubbing your feet in the office every single day?
No. Yeah, I mean, not as much as you'd like to think, but.
There's always room for improvement.
Hey, is T-Bone still losing weight at a rapid pace?
Yeah, I mean, not as much as you'd like to think, but
right. Is that plateaued?
Oh yeah, we're plateaued.
Have you given up?
No.
Oh,
I ran 3 miles.
No,
today.
I just meant, are we going back up?
No.
Doctor Now on the phone.
No, I'm running all the time.
I know you're running.
But I'm
maybe
exercising.
You need to run to Doctor Now's office.
T-Bone. The scale doesn't lie.
What
people
are you
lie.
Say to me, Doctor Now, I'm running. We'll go out and race. Let's
you're,
go. Let's
you're
go
still
run.
Eating too many calories.
That's. I got to train. I got to ingest calories.
T-Bone,
so I have energy.
Show me pictures on your phone so I can see your lifestyle.
I would like that. I would
Here's
actually
a picture of me as a young man in Iran.
I'm trying to think. I've been thinking about this the last couple of days. Who would be the funniest person that Mike Babcock could have asked to see pictures of their phone? Dr. Now is certainly there. You go to hell. Like, he just immediately is like yelling
Here
at him.
Here is the inside of an 800-pound person's butt. Oh, hey, how you doing there? Hey, this is my I can't do the Babcock.
How's it going, King Nowser?
Hey.
He would call him like something other than Dr. Now, which is the shortest name you can have.
Oh, you know what? The Blue Jackets had the most Blue Jackets tweet in the world today.
Right? I don't know if you've caught this from the Jackets. If you're not looking at their Twitter handle, you might want to look into this. They want to move on as quickly as possible and pretend like nothing of the last week happened.
The Inside Edge is on tonight. It's the season premiere. Of the Inside Edge at 7 o'clock. Do you think they will discuss any of the goings-on of the past week? Or is it all going to be, hey, anyway, Pascal Vincent's here. Well, I'm sorry, his name's not Pascal Vincent.
What is it?
His name is Pazzy.
Oh, God.
Pazzy.
Yeah. Go ahead. Show me the tweet.
Patty and Pazzy go way back. Patty is Patrick Laine.
Patrick Laine.
And then Pazzy is Pascal Leclerc.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Awesome. Patty and Pazzy. Like how we're going to play
Pascal
this.
Who? Leclerc?
Pascal Vincent, I'm sorry.
Did you say Pascal Leclerc?
I said Pascal Leclerc.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what would it surprise you if Pascal Leclerc was the new coach of this team?
He also goes way back, though.
Hey, everybody. Yeah. This is the same voice that Common Man uses for Dr. Now. Pascal Leclerc here.
By the way.
I was hired for being very ugly.
Just remember this. Whatever you hear on Inside Edge tonight, whatever you hear the Jackets say over the next 72 hours, just remember. They passed over Pascal Vincent twice, and now they're telling you, like, no. This is the guy. We all love him. We're so thrilled for him. Patrick Laine is thrilled for him. Yeah, except you all were thrilled, apparently, to talk to Mike Babcock, apparently, until you weren't. So someone get their story straight. That's all I'm saying.
Let's talk about bad quarterbacks in hillbilly land. Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic sponsored by Medical Mutual. All those shutdowns still in place. US 22, both directions shut down at Township Road 56, and that's between 49 and Wesley Chapel. Just be aware of that. Crash along State Route 161 between Federated and Linworth still being dealt with. An accident along Highway 4 northbound at Christinger is now being reported. And a stalled car causing stop-and-go action along U.S. 23 North Trent northbound after Campus View Boulevard. Your slowdowns start from about 270 North Side this evening. Your hometown Medicare insurer, Medicare Mutual, has Medicare Advantage plans that offer friendly Ohio-based customer service. Visit medmutual.com/OhioMedicare to learn more. Medical Mutual, your hometown Medicare, I should say, insurer. I'm Lena for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Today's special value is 3 hours of stupid. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Bath R Us.
Go ahead.
Are you in the market for a new bathroom? Is your bathroom, you don't have to answer this, is your bathroom disgusting? I'll tell you, mine was disgusting.
Mm.
His blood and bodies and fingers.
Fingers?
Yeah.
Why? Never mind.
I would cut off the fingers and use them as necklaces. Make them into necklaces. Maybe garland for the Christmas tree. Lovely garland. What is that made out of? Fingers.
Fingers.
Human fingers.
Mm, great.
I'm not at all scrambling looking for my phone number.
Remind me never to come to your house for finger food because I don't want any part. I might take part in it. If I'm hungry enough, I might just do it.
Where did it go?
I don't know where your stuff went. Go find it.
Mm.
This is good.
Oh, here it is. I keep losing
it. Do you have any more severed limbs you want to discuss?
No,
or did you want to get back to talking about your dirty,
well, you
gross
know what?
Bathroom?
Teddy told me at the last minute that I had to do this spot.
No,
here.
He told you an hour ago.
It was a little over an hour ago, yeah.
Yeah, I was talking to him an hour ago, and we both agreed it was,
you know, it's such a smooth and efficient process. It's no wonder Bath R Us has over 800 Google reviews, averaging 4.9 rating. Hmm. And the one bad review is from me. Because I just think it's cocky to have five, like a full five star. Hmm. Cocky. That makes them the top bathroom remodeling company in the Midwest. Don't wait. Upgrade to the bath of your dreams with no regrets. Call them today. 855-592-BATH. That's 855-592-2284. Or go to bathrus.com. Tell them Common Man sent you.
That's right.
They'll say, who's that? And you'll say, yes.
The finger guy. Guy with all the fingers in his bathtub? No.
Yeah, so Common Man said, you can take a dead body out of my bathtub. Is that true?
No, it's not. Also, Dinkadoo has tweeted us. We were asking in the last segment. We didn't hear what the context was. Ryan Day had a quote. Do you have that quote again that we can play?
The impact of James Laurinaitis.
That's what it says in our system that this quote is in relation to.
Yeah, I mean, not as much as you'd like to think, but
So we were like, wait, what is that context? And apparently it was, he was asked if threes, as Bo likes to call him, James Laurinaitis, had an impact on this week's game plan. Because he was a coach on the Notre Dame staff.
Ah, see, that would make sense.
That does make sense.
See, proper context makes the difference.
There you go. So now we have that, and the quote makes a lot more sense. Where he said,
"Who cut up the sound today, Teddy? Do we know?
I don't know.
It wasn't you?
I don't know.
I don't cut sound. What is this, amateur hour?
We couldn't figure out who left a toenail in the studio, Mike. Do you think we can figure out who cut up the sound? I was out at the Sheets up in Westerville.
Out at the Sheets.
Grand opening for them. Nice to meet some of our listeners. We had this yesterday. We had it today when we were out at the casino, Hollywood Casino. People coming up. Who was the toenail
I don't
person?
Know.
And we still don't know.
I don't know.
It's the question that's plaguing Columbus right now. I'm sorry that we don't have an answer for you.
Alabama's trying to figure out what the hell's going on with their offense. They have had sort of the same similar quarterback situation that Ohio State has had, just waiting for somebody to step up and take the job. Looks like nobody has, so the least bad guy is going to get it.
That's right. Jalen Milroe, who started the first two games but did not play against USF this past weekend.
And when I say, when he says, T-Bone, says did not play, maybe you're like, oh, he hurt himself? No.
Nope, did not play.
He was benched, and he was the third string quarterback for this game this past weekend because the first 2 weeks were so god-awful.
Yeah. But Saban said he's, quote, earned the opportunity to be the quarterback moving forward. This after he said that Milroe has played better than transfer Tyler Buchner and redshirt freshman Ty Simpson in the competition.
Tyler Buchner was the Notre Dame quarterback last year when they came here and lost. And, of course, that offense could do nothing, the Notre Dame offense. He goes down to Alabama to reinvent himself. He's been hot poo down there. The best thing for Jalen Milroe to do is not play because the offense was terrible against South Florida this past weekend. And even though he was the third string guy, Saban said, oh my God, I know I benched you, but you're the best one I have. You're the starting quarterback again.
Saban said too that he responded the way I was looking for when I benched him. He was very supportive of his teammates, and that's what I wanted to see.
Can we cut that BS out?
Well,
not about the way he responded. It's about how his other two quarterbacks didn't respond.
Yeah. What's also interesting is true freshman Dylan Lonergan, who was listed as the co-starter along with Milroe at the beginning of the season. He has not appeared in any games this season. He apparently also was listed as that with Buchner and Ty Simpson. So they were all listed as co-starters. That's really nice from Saban. I do feel like Saban maybe did this a little bit last week to say, all right, fans, because they're obviously not thrilled with Jalen Milroe. They think he sucks. I think this was his way of saying, all right, you think he sucks? Great. Here are the other two guys. You happy? No? All right, I'm bringing back the guy I was going to play. We're going to let him keep going. And I'm not saying that he's, Saban's like doing backflips and thrilled that Jalen Milroe is the only guy he's got, but I think he benched him mostly to say, all right, here you go. You freaking out about how this guy's bad? Well, here's the other two guys. Now, can everybody just let me cook? And then that's the answer to this, is he's not playing that game anymore until someone, if Jalen Milroe throws three picks or something, then maybe he's not starter anymore, but he's not going to play around with this anymore. He's
Man,
go
why
forward.
Are these Alabama fans so crazy?
Oh, no, stop, stop,
They're just
stop,
so
stop.
What a lunatic group
Mike,
of people.
Don't you know the SEC is the best football conference in the history of football? It's actually better than the NFL. So many players, so concentrated talent there. It's like the NFL, only more. And the fans there never are mad. Their message board posts are always just like, thoughtfully, I may disagree with the coach, but otherwise I support this program fully. And they never have anything like sending crazy things to go out and like poison trees after a loss to the rival. They never do anything like calling into local programs
Alabama
and screaming.
Alabama won the game against South Florida, and yet they still fell to number 13. I mean, what does Joel Klatt have to say about that? And the evil. They won.
No. Joel Klatt doesn't have time for that, because so many Ohio State fans are out of line. He had to correct every single one of us.
What are the Buckeye fans going to say when Ohio State goes to Notre Dame and wins? You know what they're going to say? Yay.
Yay.
I'm glad that happened.
Oh.
Or, woo, what a relief. I didn't think we'd get that done.
By the way, I want to go on the record as this. Just, I know it's Tuesday. If Ohio State wins by a point and the score is 3-2, I'll be thrilled that they win this game. I'm not projecting beyond this game to down the road, because this is a tough game. You are going on the road. It's a big test for an untested group.
Yeah, well, we don't care about style points here on Saturday.
If you go win this game, you knock off Notre Dame. I feel good about that. Not because I'm buying into hype on Notre Dame, because I'm telling you they're better than anybody you've played this year so far. That's legit. And I have big questions about this offense. Questions I would like to see answered. Now, if they go win 3-2, that means the offense wasn't very good. Does mean the defense would have showed up then.
We can talk about the defense then.
Right. And that would be a plus. So I'm saying,
like I was trying to give you some hope.
There will be pluses from this game if they win.
Brownies. By the way, Kareem Hunt visiting the Browns today.
Oh, good.
Why do you need to visit from him? Hi. You've been on this team for 4 years.
Remember me? Remember how you didn't want to sign me again?
Yeah.
Remember all that?
Hi, are you
I'm
alive?
Here now. You're alive.
Are you
You're
700
here?
Pounds? No? All right, here's your uniform back.
You are 700 pounds? Good news.
Here's your uniform back anyway.
We signed Dr. Now. So he's going to be with us on the team, and we'll get you
figured
out.
You're going to back up Gerald Ford. Can you do it? Can you throw a football?
Yeah.
Can you help us with that?
Jerome Ford. We know. Don't send us the
Gerald
tweet.
Ford.
Just telling you.
Game show coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Some earlier good news from an earlier shutdown. Traffic sponsored by Medical Mutual. Now that earlier shutdown along US 22, both ways clearing up between Township Road 49 and Wesley Chapel. All the lanes are back open and everyone trying to get to the posted speeds. Now State Route 161 between Federated Boulevard and Linworth still being dealt with. You've got a broken down car along US 23 North Trench northbound. It's just after Campus View Boulevard. Looks like the right lane is occupied. Backup start from about 270 north side, and ramp restrictions continue. State Route 315 southbound at 670 east because of a collision that's blocking the left lane of that ramp. Backups now at around Kinnear. Your hometown Medicare insurer, Medical Mutual, has Medicare Advantage plans that offer friendly Ohio-based customer service. Visit medmutual.com/OhioMedicare to learn more. Medical Mutual, your hometown Medicare insurer. I'm Lena for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Barely famous, incredibly stupid. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Game show coming up in mere moments. I had the vasectomy consultation today.
Oh.
A very nice doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're having pleasant conversation. And I know it's at some point he's going to ask me to drop my pants. I mean, there's no way I'm getting out of this room without him checking stuff out.
Yeah, I mean, my understanding is that they have to make sure that everything's kind of
well, sure. Available you don't want any surprises them, on operation day.
Where it's like, yeah, we can definitely do this operation. Oh, no, I'm sorry. You're made of titanium down right there. I was not anticipating that.
So anyway, having very pleasant conversation. He's like, well, I guess you mind if I take a look? It's like, well, I do mind, but we're here.
We're at a doctor's office. Right.
So I let it out, and he feels things.
Let it out. Like a dog. Just threw it out on the back
he
patio.
He feels
huh?
things, says everything you know, seems fine down there. Everything's normal.
Good.
I said, all right, that's good. And then he says, hey, are you on the radio? And I'm thinking, so did you get that from my voice or looking at the dong?
He's
Doc?
Like, you know, actually, this sounded, the way this looks is what I envisioned from what you
yeah.
said.
Yeah. Every time I hear your voice on the radio, I think of this.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And
that's,
so then I said, yes, yes. How did you get into that?
That's what he asked you?
Yeah.
I would Uno card, reverse Uno that right back to him and say, how'd you get into this? We're going to be sharing secrets about how you started doing this. This is kind of a weird line of work too, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it's very necessary. Don't get me wrong.
Of course it is. I'm glad people do it. But I mean, if you're going to ask, how did you get into radio? It's like, I had opinions on sports and they liked them and put a microphone in front of my face. Now your turn.
The other thing too is, you know, they have the diagrams on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
While you're sitting there and waiting, you just can't help but look at the things around the wall. And it's like the male reproductive system, and it has all the inner workings. But the like the cartoon man that they have on the wall is hung like a horse.
Mm, I know.
You know, you shouldn't be putting that up there because I'm not hung like that. And I think I already am self-conscious about it. And now your little illustration, on even the guy on the wall is mocking me.
See, I always look at those and just go, good for that, dude. Well, good
but it's
that.
Not a real dude. That's
I know.
Just, that's
why
drawing.
I don't care. It's not like that dude's going to like hop off the poster and call your wife. You know, I mean, it's you don't have to worry.
Well, that, no, but what I'm
you're
saying
by
is
a poster?
In a medical office, they should like my regular doctor, you know, my what do you call it? General practitioner?
Yeah, GP. Yeah.
Okay, GP. I go in there. She's got little signs all over the place. It's like, you're in a safe place and all that. You could.
Good.
You should have stuff like that.
Yes, you should be able to be comfortable with your doctor, right?
Right. You know, you go to a urologist's office, they should have signs up there too, like your wiener is huge.
Should they?
Yes! Make you feel better. Maybe the little drawing is just some tiny little thing where it's like, oh man, look at that. Look how small that one is. I feel so much better.
Yeah, but how would they know which one is going to not make someone feel uncomfortable? Because what if they're like, now this one here, this is called a micro. This is micro machines. And then you're like,
great.
That looks just like mine. Like that, then you're uncomfortable again. I don't want to really know what the line is for normal versus small. I don't need to know.
Really, what I want to do is just walk into a room and see little pictures of tiny peepees everywhere. Said Jerry Sandusky.
Okay. Okay. I'm sure he did.
Not me.
No, I got it.
All right, game show.
This is gas station trivia, Mike. We're going to give you some questions. Try to answer them best of your ability, because I know you love a gas station, as we all do.
Love them.
So first up, which gas station chain was the first to feature a 24-hour-a-day convenience store? Was it Quick Trip or Wawa?
I haven't been to either.
Okay.
I'm going to say Wawa.
Oh, sorry. In 1976, Quick Trip became the first convenience store to open a 24-hour-a-day convenience store. Also, that year, they adopted their now famous QT logo for Quick Trip, as you might have guessed. Next up, which chain of gas stations uses billboards to advertise their bathrooms? Buc-ee's or Pilot Flying J?
You've told me about this. Buc-ee's.
Yes.
Right?
Service provider Cintas has rated the bathrooms at Buc-ee's as the best, the cleanest bathrooms in America as of 2021.
I don't know why all businesses don't do this, like fast food places. we're all fat asses. We all we have choices. But if there was, if Burger King, I'm not a Burger King guy.
Right.
But if Burger King had a sign that said, hey, Burger King, you will not believe how clean our bathrooms are.
Sure.
I'd go in there.
And then you're in there, you got to order some food.
That's what I mean, of course. Right.
Yeah. They have billboards, Mike, and I love this. This is the slogan that they put on some of these billboards. Because they have a lot of them. They'll put them 100 miles away. Say, hey, you're only 100 miles from the best bathrooms in America, all this stuff. But one of their billboards says, top two reasons to stop at Buc-ee's, number one and number two.
Good.
That's very clever.
I like that marketing.
That's very good stuff from them. Next up, which restaurant chain was acquired by the Travel America brand of convenience stores and gas stations in 2015? Olive Garden or Quaker Steak?
Oh, I don't know. Quaker Steak.
Yeah. The Quaker Steak and Lube was, the entire company was acquired November 16, 2015 after they filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy by Travel Centers of America. They wanted to put the chain into their travel centers as like, you could get off the road and go get wings or get whatever you wanted to get. They had. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like that panned out. They've sold now Quaker Steak and Lube for $5 million in 2021. Did you know the original Quaker Steak and Lube was started in a gas station? That's why that's their whole thing in, with cars and all that.
Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah, that's right. Next up, which gas station chain was founded 100 years before cars became a thing? Was it Wawa or Sheetz?
100 years before cars became a thing.
Yep.
I don't, Wawa?
Yes.
What do they sell? Just kerosene?
No. The Wawa business began, the company started in some form in 1803. That would be the same year that Ohio became a state, for what it's worth.
So it's just like a general store.
No. It was an iron foundry.
Oh.
And then in 1890, so almost 90 years later, they've been doing this, they're making money. An entrepreneur from New Jersey bought into the company and said, let's start a dairy farm. They started the Wawa Dairy Farm, where they imported cows from the island of Guernsey. You've heard of Guernsey cows. That's, I think, where they come from. Anyway, bought 1,000 acres, started making milk, used the dairy to sell the milk. Eventually, people were like, this is good. You should open up a store. They did. Eventually, that turned into a bigger thing. Then they said, why don't we put gas stations at these stores where our dairy products are sold? And that's how Wawa became a gas station. And it started in 1803. I find that shocking. Next up, which of these gas stations is not headquartered in Ohio? Marathon, Speedway, or Casey's General Store? Two of them are, one of them's not.
Speedway.
No.
Where's Speedway headquartered?
Speedway is in Enon, Ohio.
Where the hell is Enon?
I think north. I want to say northwest, but I could be very wrong about that. I'm not sure. Marathon is in Findlay. Casey's is headquartered in Iowa.
All right.
And finally, what's the proper spelling of the gas station Come and Go? Oh, we're out of time.
Nope.
Look at that.
Nope.
Okay.
I thought we were going to get through a whole segment without talking about the K and Go.
Is that how you spell it?
Isn't it?
I don't know.
Or is it the C?
Nope. I'm not answering that question. I'm leaving it alone.
Timmy Hall has a look on his face right now. I do not like it.
No, I don't either.
I do not like it.
Mm.
Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic sponsored by ExpressPros.com. 670 eastbound between 71 and Leonard. Watch for a wreck. In fact, this one has EMS crews on the scene, so just be very careful. Ramp restrictions from an earlier wreck still out there along State Route 315 southbound to 670 eastbound. Backups start to add around Kinnear. That's a doozy out there. And then you've got a stalled car. US 23 North Trench, specifically northbound, is after Campus View Boulevard. Backups from about 270 north side. You'll find wreckers on the scene. So just pack your patience when you move through there. The holiday season is around the corner, and now is the time to think about hiring. Whether you need extra staff to meet demands or want to earn extra cash, let Express Employment Professionals connect you. Go to ExpressPros.com to find a location near you. I'm Lena for 97.1, The Fan.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Buckeye Show, coming up at the top of the hour, the fine host of the Buckeye Show, your friend and mine, Timmy Hall. Hello, Timmy.
Oh, my wonderful friends. How are we doing?
We got a big evening's worth of programming today.
Huge.
So you got Buckeye Show, that's an hour, right?
Yes.
Inside Edge, season premiere, Jackets Conversation. I'm sure they'll talk about all that unpleasant stuff.
Nothing to talk about.
Or ignore it completely.
Mm.
That is 7 o'clock tonight. 11 Warriors Radio Hour at 8. Inside the Crew at 9.
Wow.
10 o'clock.
What?
Perverted.
What? Ooh. What kind of show? What are they doing?
Mm. It's all the Kama Sutra positions at the Panama Canal.
Oh, at the canal.
At the canal.
Good old canal.
We never should have given it away. That's what I heard.
Did we give away the canal?
No. That's just... Some people are talking about that. I'll leave it at that.
The thing about canals.
Terrible idea. Never should have done it.
I didn't know he was on the canal.
Apparently, I think at some point he was. I don't know if he still is. Maybe not. Maybe he's changed his views. I don't know. I miss the canal personally. I used to go there for vacation
every year. Teddy lived right there.
Teddy.
In Panama.
Did you ever work the locks at the canal?
I did. Yeah, you have to grease them things up a little
bit.
Yeah,
you were the key master of the locks.
Grease them things up.
Grease the locks. Could you explain how the locks work?
You know the locks that we're talking about at a canal, Ted?
Water goes up and the water comes down.
Right, you grease them.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Use a key on those locks.
Yeah, a lot of mechanisms.
Just a marvel of engineering.
That's
these
right.
locks and these canals. Can we get a boat like twisted sideways and block the canal?
Our guy Tyvis Powell.
Can we do that?
You could.
Our guy Tyvis Powell has effectively freaked out all the white people that work here today by coming up to all of us and saying, how do you use the M word so frequently? Now, he said M word.
As in meat chicken.
Yes.
Or
Michigan.
Yes, right.
I sat there and witnessed him ask this to about four different people, and everyone had a freaked out look with just kind of his cadence and his voice.
Who told you that?
He just would say with a pleasant
what have you heard?
Voice. Yeah. How do you just freely say the M word?
Mm.
People are like, what?
Huh?
What? I don't... What? No. You got the wrong guy.
10 TV's Dave Holmes had the best reaction where he said, well, I wouldn't say freely. I have done it in karaoke before.
So, Tyvis, the question came up because he's going to Michigan. I'm sorry, to the state up north.
He says he can't say
for
it.
For his Big Ten Network job.
I said, you have to say it. You're professional.
He says he doesn't want to. He says, I'll just say Wolverines because that's what Urban does when he does TV. He still doesn't say Michigan.
Or you could say the team right here. This team right here, because it's not up north, because you're there, but you could be like, that team right here?
Who are you, Robert De Niro?
Well, you could.
This team right here.
This team right here. It was a good team. I don't know if they're the greatest team.
We got De Niro and Trump
It's a little bit of both.
It
was a little bit of both in that. You're right. It was. Yeah, this team right here, Wolverines. You could say meat chicken. Say that once. Just throw it in there. See what happens. I like it.
That's not going to work. That's not going to fly on BTN.
Well, then Tyvis says, well, then screw you. I'm bigger than BTN and goes on to a better gig. That's what happens.
But you know what?
Tyvis is a superstar.
He's not.
I know, but he is. He is.
Not yet, at least.
No, he is.
One day, Tyvis. One day you can just go on BTN and just show them all what it's like.
Right.
Just start saying, hey, I'm bigger than you.
Tyvis has got a Guardians cap on and a Bone Thugs shirt on. He is the most Cleveland man in the building that I've ever seen. And that's what's up. I like that. Good job out of you, Tyvis. Excellent.
Right, what's coming up on the Buckeye Show tonight?
Coming up tonight, of course, we turn the page from Western Kentucky Week. It's Notre Dame Week. We'll have some Bearded Bites. Ryan Day had his weekly press conference. All the hits that you need to know from that and much more. We're excited for this week. I mean, it's Notre Dame Week.
Buckeye Show, top of the hour, right here on The Fan. Back page.
The Back Page. The Back Page with Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Bone. Well, man, sad news if you've been a fan of his movies. It appears perhaps that Mark Wahlberg is hinting that he may give up acting entirely.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. He was talking to noted health magazine Cigar Aficionado. I just laugh because Mark Wahlberg is the type of guy who's like, I'm up at 3 in the morning lifting weights and getting, yeah. And it's like, what magazine are you talking to? Cigar Aficionado, because he's huge into smoking stogies. To each their own. I like a stogie every now and then. I'm just saying. He said, I'm working harder now than ever. Certain businesses, you kind of build them, pass them on, or you exit. Hopefully my kids will see what their interests are, but I don't think that I'll be acting that much longer at the pace I'm at now, because that's the most difficult thing. So, among other things, he has the burger restaurant Wahlburgers. He has Aqua Hydrate, an electrolyte-enhanced water.
Got the dealerships.
He has the dealerships. Mark Wahlberg dealerships. Auto Group, that's right. He has a chain of gyms called F45 that are based on HIIT-style training. High-intensity interval training, for those not in the know.
I'm not in the know.
The clothing line Municipal, his production company Closest to the Hole, and unscripted production company Unrealistic Ideas, which I have no idea what whatever that. Anyway, he's worth $58 million. He's made a bunch of movies.
That's it?
$58 million?
There's no way.
You just read a laundry list of enterprises. That's what they're saying.
Well,
according to Forbes, they say he's worth $58
million. $500 million, maybe?
Maybe. Or maybe bad with his money. I don't know. Oppenheimer apparently doing well with their money. Christopher Nolan's epic is continuing to climb at the box office with more than $900 million in global ticket sales. They are anticipating that this R-rated historical drama may in fact cross over the elusive $1 billion global mark. So we'll find out. But yeah, $900 million, nothing to sniff at.
Thanks, Bone.
You're welcome, man.
Thanks, Bone.
You're not
welcome. Thank you, T-Bone.
Timmy? You're always welcome.
Buckeye Show is coming up next. You know what's coming up tomorrow on our show, don't you?
Oh, I know.
Join us for Wild Card Wednesday. We'll talk to you then. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
As the commute wraps up, not so much when it comes to issues out on the roads. A wreck on the right berm, southbound 270 West Outer Belt after Broad Street. Just be careful out there. Traffic lights still not working. McKinley between Fisher and 5th. You've got State Route 161 between Federated Boulevard and Linworth. That's earlier wreck still being dealt with. And the shutdown continues westbound on 270 South Outer Belt, 71 south side over to US 62, as well as the ramps on 71, both north and southbound at 270 South Outer Belt from a crash from earlier this morning. Traffic sponsored by eBay Motors. You do anything to keep your vehicle happy, so let's make sure it stays running smoothly. With eBay Guaranteed Fit, the right parts are just a click away. When you see the green check, you know that part will fit. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBayMotors.com. Let's ride. Eligible items only, and of course, exclusions apply. I'm Lena for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Good evening. I'm Buddy Wells. In the NFL, in the wake of Nick Chubb's season-ending knee injury, Kevin Stefanski told the media today that Jerome Ford would be the team's feature back moving forward. ESPN has also reported that Kareem Hunt, the former Brown, is visiting with Cleveland this week. College football, we know that this Saturday, Ohio State travels to South Bend to face the Fighting Irish. FBSSchedules.com had the report today, though, that in 2025, the Buckeyes host the Ohio Bobcats on September 13th of that year. OSU is also scheduled to face UConn in Texas in the non-conference that season. Baseball tonight, the Reds go for a 7th win in their last 9 games as they host the Twins. First pitch is at 6:40. Fernando Cruz is on the mound for Cincinnati there. And the Guardians are in Kansas City to face the Royals. First pitch is at 7:10. Logan Allen is on the bump in that game for Cleveland. This one's sponsored by the Waterworks Plumbing, Drain, Heating, and Cooling Experts. They fix drains, water heaters, AC, furnace issues, and more. Call the Waterworks today at 614-232-2222. Breaking sports news when it happens here on The Fan.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Boner, just for you.
Yeah.
Dorian Thompson-Robinson still in
concussion protocol.
Oh, yeah.
And so maybe you'd think that would be PJ Walker time, but it's not.
Mm.
Taking first team reps at Browns practice today, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Flacco.
Boy, what a long game play by the Ravens to have that one season where Joe Flacco was deemed to be good, so that these many years later, when it all falls apart for the Browns, they go, who can we turn to? Hey, remember that guy who somehow won a Super Bowl with the Ravens? Let's call him Joe Flacco. Come on down.
I would like everybody out there, to their significant other, man, woman, dog, I don't care. I want you to go up to their face later on today and with a straight face, look at him and say, hey, Flacco my Cracko. And just see what happens.
See what, hey, you never know.
Maybe you have the wildest night of passion of your life.
You may find out that's
Flacco my Cracko.
That's right. See what happens.
I could Flacco your Cracko.
Offer to, would you like for either of us to Flacco the other's Cracko?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's invent something.
Yeah, why not?
We've done a lot on this show. We brought back bagel sandwiches at McDonald's. We've interviewed the president. We've gotten fired on the air. We've done it all.
I just want to point out, none of those things did we invent. They're just things we did.
Okay, but what I'm saying
other
is,
people have done all those
things. What's lacking is our own entry in Urban Dictionary.
Hmm.
I want to be able to go to Urban Dictionary and search Flacco my Cracko.
Yeah, if we somehow get Flacco my Cracko to be a thing.
Oh, it's a thing, baby.
I can't wait. Let's make it happen.
Let's determine what it is, too.
Well,
where's the mystery
now,
of it? We can't do it on the air.
We need to let people determine that on their own. You know what? Let us know what happens with this evening. What happens.
If Lego my ego can become a thing.
Yeah.
Flacco my Cracko can be a thing, too.
It very much could be.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.